The stories that we're hearing are one of disconnect.
this harmony for all living things, between ourselves and the world around us, all living things, air, waters, trees, forests, and us as people. That we come from such a deep misunderstanding, as we've come to learn, that I had the great fortune to make it to this age of 41, to have grown up under the tutelage of parents who told me the history, to have had the opportunity to have spent time with my late grandfather, to have an 85-year-old grandmother who's alive today, who raised 17 children on her own, the eldest of which is my father. And she said to me recently, she sat me down as she is off want to do, and Sean, I've got to share something with you about a vision that I had. And she says, I'm picturing this page that it's really heavy. She went like this, and I'm taller than her, barely. She says, it's really heavy. She goes like this. She's straining. It's really heavy, this page. It's going to take a lot of us to turn it. And she's talking about our people. She's talking about our relationships with one another as people. And she's talking about the future of her descendants. She's talking about her children. She's talking about all that she's seen in an incredible lifetime that spans 85 years. And it's the strength of those who have gone through these experiences, the survivors that are here. The national chief, who has stood up on many occasions, and I've had the privilege to work with him and to support his leadership in this area. Very difficult leadership, supported by many, including Bob Watts. Thank you for your support and your work, Bob, and others, Wayne. That when the national chief stands up as a leader, and when we're talking about this, I phoned Dad. I said, Dad, there's talk about pursuing compensation, talk about truth and reconciliation, truth telling. And I think I was tender age of 40 then. And it was the first time that Dad and I shared tears about the issue of residential schools today. And he said, son, this is what is needed. And I support what it is that is being proposed. That it's going to be difficult. It is going to be extremely difficult. And then he reminded me, as he so often did, and it always drove me crazy, that there was no easy way. He was quick to remind me. There's a hard road, son, or there's the harder road. Okay, Dad. All right, give it to me then. Which are the hard, what's the harder road? Well, on issues like this in particular, when it impacts not just our immediate families, and make no mistake, this is personal for all of us here, and it impacts every Canadian, every British Columbian, that the harder road will be if we choose not to walk together like we did. The more difficult road will be the one where we allow the misunderstandings to continue. We will know we've got more work to do when the young people who are here, by the time they become in positions of influence in this world, don't understand. We need to support each and every one to arrive at a much better understanding. Inclusion is the only path. We're reminded that by our elders. The ancestors were referred to here, and if the ancestors were here, we're reminded by the elders, what would they say? Ooh. Ooh. Be careful, they would say. It's a dangerous world. It's a dangerous world. Hope needs that. Tawan needs that. Help each other. Get close to one another. As has been said here tonight, Nisog's that. And And up high stuff, be kind to them. Yahak stuff, care for and love them. These are the instructions that we know that we could be told if they were here sharing with us what we're talking about here today. And so I take instructions from my granny, as a grandson should do. And I'm so fortunate to have the opportunity to do that, that she's here. That there's an opportunity for us to turn a page. That it's going to take a lot of people. Because granny says this is a heavy page to turn. It's not going to turn easy. It's going to require everybody. All the more important that we invite each other to participate. That there are over 600 First Nation communities in British Columbia alone. There's over 30 languages. We're all over the map, complex and different, with different experiences. There's issues like this that really can exist, as there are other issues, like the land issues. And as our elders also instruct, we will not rest until we achieve justice on those other issues, whether it's the land question. And on an issue like this, when I hear the term justice, knowing how difficult it's going to be for many of the survivors to actively recognize, hear, and engage, we're going to understand that that is also going to be a part of our reality. The Chief Justice of the Navajo Supreme Court provided a tremendous pleasure and honor to me. His name is Robert Lazzi. I heard him say that the most powerful tool in justice is the Kleenex. And I think that is a wise thing that he said. That when we pursue reconciliation and justice in the village where I come from, Mahosa, it's referred to as Yetmatin. That we get those together where there has been something that's occurred that would harm or hurt the other person. And that we would take the time to understand what happened. With the support and guidance of the elders who are here with us, that we have the discussion to achieve a full understanding of where each of our coming from, in order to be able to move beyond the hurt and pain that took place. And the sacred ceremonies occurred. Prayers that were done and the chants that took place. That where the jurisdiction is that we are, being here in the Musqueam, that it's their chiefs who hold responsibility for creating the framework within which this work can occur. All the more important that these acknowledgments happen here, because as Chief, you were saying, those issues aren't reconciled yet. The issue of the outstanding line question. And as we walk together, that we keep an eye out on those pieces while we're working on the human side of human interaction. These are going to be tremendously important that we not attempt to disconnect those very real issues that our people are dealing with every single day, whether it's their interaction with the justice system, their interaction with the child welfare system, the education system. These are our realities every single day. And so I think that we should think about allowing the opportunity to create space where we can bring Kleenex, where we can really engage in an understanding of what has actually happened. Because the Yetmatin, the results of that, are intended to arrive at reconciliation. The Yetmatin is a ceremony that was included in those which were made illegal through the outlaw of the Pawtucket. The ceremony that I went through when I was 8 was the first one done in 7 years. And I think that what I see happening here is the promise of a Yetmatin. A Yetmatin pursuit of reconciliation and healing and cleansing that will go far beyond those that are here tonight. That can have the potential to go far beyond to the next generation, because it must. Because we will remember. Our people will remember. Canadians and British Columbians must be invited to ceremonies, and through what I know when I report to my grandmother, because I will, about what I observed here and what I heard, I was saying to you, Reverend, that she will suggest, I'm going to predict, our prayers are being answered. Our prayers are being answered. That there is a time like this that is coming. I know in my heart that my grandmother would reflect that back. Because that's where we go to. That's where we go for our powers. That's where we've always gone. Unbroken succession of success in going to the Creator for support, help, and guidance. Our people always said that. And I would suggest that my granny might go see her. And I will report to you if she says otherwise. But I would say she would say our prayers are being answered. And it's a tremendous honor to be here at this time in history. I look forward to being one of the ancestors who is whispering in the ears of our descendants and reminding them, old queen stuff, make sure you help one another. Help your leaders to help each other. Help your leaders to help one another. Be kind to one another. And that we won't forget. We will remember. But because of the survivor's willingness, courage, resilience,